I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Take talk with you anywhere with the all-new Talk 1370 app. Listen to your favorite shows, keep up with the latest breaking news and more. Search for Talk 1370 in the App Store or find the links at talk1370.com.
It's anywhere I need.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Dell challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, have you ever heard of the term the black swan event in life? The black swan event, as I come to understand it to mean, is the idea that although markets and cycles occur in life, that life is just a series of ups and downs and a series of cycles. That a black swan event is something that happens that totally disrupts the cycle completely. It's something you couldn't plan for. Even if you had charting the highest level computers in the world and you charted the investment world in one way or another to predict cycles, that your charting software, your computer, even if it's the largest computer in the world, could not account for a black swan event. Something that would completely change everything as we know it in a particular field or a particular investment, both in a small market or a large market situation. And today I'm going to talk about what I believe to be a black swan event. The discussion today is going to be in depth, but I'm going to start with a story and I'm going to work towards a point. You're going to want to hang on here. You're not going to want to miss this because before this show is over today, I may change your entire theory of how you're going to invest in the next 10 years. That's how important this black swan event could be. Let's start this story back in 2007 when the market had driven the prices of real estate to the highest peak that they had ever been in, where people were speculating on real estate, where brand new homes were being sold at auction. They weren't even being purchased at offered prices. They were literally being bid up before they were even constructed. This frenzy, this insanity, was driven by a marketplace that was controlled and manipulated by the United States government and by the big bankers on Wall Street. What was happening is that two people came together and decided to change the world. The first guy whose name was Barney Frank. Barney Frank decided that the concept of redlining neighborhoods, in other words, not lending to poor people, was a bad idea. That not lending to people that couldn't afford their bills was a bad idea. Not lending to people that didn't have down payment money was a bad idea. To not lending to people that had bad credit was a bad idea. No, Barney Frank felt that every purple Martian on this earth should have the right to borrow as much money as they want. So they went together and he got with another guy by the name of George Bush. George Bush believed that he needed to increase the economy. The number one way to increase the economy in any economic situation is to increase housing. When you increase housing and construction, you create more jobs than any other industry in the United States because we're not building anything in the United States anymore. And so they started creating all these jobs, and he wanted more jobs. It increases the amount and consumption of supplies. It takes more materials to build a house of varied types, shapes, and they lead to more sales of more items. So now you have increased payroll, you have increased materials costs, and now with all that extra income coming in, now you have secondary job creation. Because now all those people that have jobs want to spend that money, and they want to be able to go out and buy things, cars and automobiles, et cetera, et cetera. And then the people who buy the houses want to fill those houses with new furniture. They don't want to put their old furniture in there. They want new furniture and new drapes and new carpets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this creates a tenfold stimulation to every dollar spent on building a new home. Because of this, George Bush wanted to see housing rise. So together, they created what became the Great American Myth. What is the Great American Myth? The Great American Myth is that every single American actually wants to own a home. They literally started advertising and politicking to get across the idea that you're nothing unless you own your own home, that you're wasting money on rent each and every day, that you're just throwing it away if you're not buying your own home. Now, this was creating all kinds of home ownership demand. People now were feeling disenfranchised if they didn't own a home. The next thing that happened was Dave Delgado, Robert Allen, Jeff McCone, Tommy Vu, the Milans, Ron LeGrand, Carlin Sheets, and every other real estate guru out there was crisscrossing the country with midnight madness commercials and one-day, two-day seminars, teaching people the secret panacea to wealth was buying real estate. And so we created an entire frenzy for entrepreneurs to get out of the stock market and to get into real estate investing. But what happened was, before that and during that and after that, the U.S. government got involved. Barney Frank and George Bush passed laws that stated that mortgage companies had to lend to anybody and everybody. They had to loosen up their lending standards and hence create bad paper and hence create mortgages that would never get paid off. George Bush called this initiative No Loan Left Behind, or No Home Left Behind, I think it was. No Home Left Behind. There wasn't a home out there, no matter what you priced it at, that some poor schmuck wouldn't overpay for. Why is he willing to overpay for it? Because he's going to get in for nothing down. He's not even going to have to prove his income. These were called no-doc loans and later became known as liar's loans. Because you'd go in and try to apply for one of these loans, and what would they say? They would say, you don't have enough income. Do you have any other income you're not telling us about? And then the people would get a wink and a shake of the head, and the guy would go, oh, yeah, I forgot to put down I had this other income here. And they'd go back and change their income. Or they'd just walk out of that mortgage company, go to another mortgage company, and lie about their income. Many, many mortgage companies started telling people they could get them loans no matter what. Mortgage companies then got into cahoots with builders, and realtors got into cahoots with all of them. And what would happen is builders would sell their houses at a very, very high price. The real estate agents would sell it to people that didn't qualify and take them to special mortgage companies that didn't care that they didn't qualify and would give them liar loans, no-doc loans. Now, we know all this. Everybody knows this. This is no, I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know. But what I'm telling you is that what came of that is one of the most interesting black swan events I've ever seen in my life, because I'm living through it and I'm seeing it. And I'm going to explain to you today, before you get out of here, what this has done to our economy, what this has done to our real estate market, and how you can benefit from it if you just understand where you're at. Because remember, when you have a black swan event, when something like this occurs, all past reference as to what would be normal and natural goes out the window. You see, cycles have normal restrictions upon them. The ups have restrictions that eventually stop the up, and the down has restrictions that eventually stop the down. And if it was a pure and open marketplace, you could count on cycles to keep us going in the right direction in a safe zone forever. But my friends, when the government gets in and gerrymanders the world, then cycles are not pure. And that's exactly what's happened. Our real estate cycle has been so gerrymandered and so manipulated, but not in the way you think, but in another way, that right now it is going to forever, or at least for the near future, 5 years or so, change what is happening in the real estate investment world. You do not want to miss this. You're going to want to come back after this break. If you want to call in, you can call in. But otherwise, don't miss this. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
To the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has taken people by the hand and taught them how to invest in real estate for over 24 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won local, state, and national investor of the year awards 9 of the last 9 years. It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Wondering who the free workshop is for? We've been amazingly successful with people who are pressed for time. Doctors, lawyers, small business owners, and corporate professionals who are grinding their lives away for earned income and don't realize they can start creating passive income today within the confines of their schedules and commitments. Want to get started now? Go to mypassiveincomeworkshop.com. That's mypassiveincomeworkshop.com.
Get the latest business news from CNBC. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30, and weekday afternoons at 12:30, 4:30, and 5:30.
We make you smarter. Hopefully, it'll also make you some money.
Stay connected with Talk 1370, the right choice.
1370. Welcome back. Now, here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Today we're talking about the Black Swan event that might completely change real estate investing for the next 5 to 10 years. I'm telling a story to get you there. You're going to have to listen. You're going to have to stay with us. I know you got to go back to work or whatever. Call in sick. It's worth it. That's how different you're going to see the world after you hear the rest of the story. So we've taken up at the point where they've allowed with the no House Left Behind program from George Bush and Barney Frank. They've allowed all these terrible mortgages to get written, and finally, everything crashes. We all know that. Foreclosures abound everywhere. Gambling and speculation on houses has been occurring for the last couple of years by people who have no idea what they're doing in the real estate world and absolutely no reason that should be out there investing in real estate. They have no money, no credit, no knowledge, no brain even, in fact, and they're out there gambling and speculating because of all the gurus crisscrossing the country telling everybody that they should be doing this midnight madness stuff. So then what happens? The crash occurs, and now the world caves in. What is the result? What is the reaction that always occurs when these things happen? The pendulum swings way too far the other direction. And so now all of a sudden you can't get loans. Investors can't get loans. Homeowners can't get loans. And you've got all this product sitting there on the market for 50 cents on the dollar because nobody can buy it except people who have money, investors, rich people, successful people. And so what do we rich, successful people do? We start buying this stuff up 50 cents on the dollar. I've even bought stuff 25 cents on the dollar during 2008, 2009. It was unbelievable. We were making a killing like you would never believe. Our cash flows were astronomical. and our purchase prices were next to nothing. And while all that's going on, the government says, let's help these guys rape the country. Why? Let's lower interest rates down to 3.85% and let them just have all this stuff for free. Sell it to them for next to nothing and finance it for almost no interest. That was your government at work. Yes, trying to recover from the last stupid thing they did, they created even more insanity. Now what's happening? As these gurus are crisscrossing the country, they're convincing all the rich people they need to get out of the stock market and get into real estate investing. Myself included, telling people the same thing because it was true. You could make millions during this period of time. And then what happened? Everybody started doing it. And as everybody started doing it, they started battling over the price for a 50 cent on a dollar deal. I was buying houses at $20 a square foot that had originally sold for $100 a square foot. Then it was 25. Then I couldn't get them less than $30 a square foot. Over the next 4 years, they went from 20 to 25 to 30 to 35 to 40 to 45. And right now, people are lucky to get $50 a square foot deals. So what is going on? What's going on is that the people out there that are buying these things are making tons of money with them. So they are drowning the marketplace with investment dollars. In fact, it became so lucrative that it became institutionalized. The day Warren Buffett said, if I had it, the money right now to do it, if I had a way to manage properties, I'd buy 10,000 houses today. And guess what? Somebody figured out how to do it and they went out and bought 10,000, 50,000, 45,000, 60, 100,000. All of a sudden, institutional buyers are sucking the houses out of the market left and right and making even more demand for these rent houses. Now, let's go ahead and correlate what's happening with the average buyer. The average buyer out there in the marketplace stops buying. Why do they stop buying? Let's look at all of the things that happened. First of all, there used to be a 69%. In 2004, 69% of the people in this country owned a home, lived in an owned home, compared to only 31% that rented. As of right now, you're talking about only 63% compared to 37% now rent. There's a 6% turnaround on 400 million people. Think about how many people that is. That's an astronomical number of people. So what is happening? Well, right alongside of the investors buying everything they can get their hands on, you've got homeowners deciding they don't want to own homes anymore. Why? They saw their mother, their father, their sister, their brother, their cousin lose their life savings in their home. They've been told the home was the most important investment that they would ever have and that they should pay it off. Every guy out there said you should have the short loan mortgage, this, that, and they're paid down. They had equity and all that equity went away. And many of them lost their jobs because of the recession and couldn't even pay their mortgage payment and lost their homes. Millions of homes went into foreclosure. Thousands per week here in this country. And these people will never want to own a home again. They have been displaced out of the marketplace for at least a 7-year period while they clean up their foreclosures out of their system. But they may psychologically be closed out of the market for the rest of their lives. They just flat don't want to have it happen to them again, just like I never invested in the stock market again after Black Monday on October 20th, 1987. When I lost all that money in one day, I said, that's it. You know, mess me once, shame on you. Mess me twice, shame on me. Well, that's the way people feel about home ownership. Well, I don't want to own a home. I don't want to maintain it. I don't want to pay the mortgage. I don't like the fact the taxes go up every year. I want nothing to do with that. I want to live someplace where I give myself give my owner a rent check and just forget about it. Let him take care of the place. I don't want to do all that. So we lost all those people that used to own stuff. At the very same time, people coming into the market, the new millennials are saying, are you out of your mind? I don't even know if I can get a job right now. The economy is crushed. I don't know that I'm even going to be able to use my college degree. I've got $100,000 worth of debt in my name from going to college. Nah, they ain't going to see me buying a house anytime new soon because I may never want to buy a house. Number one, I need to be flexible. I got to be able to move to get a job. In this job market, you may never be able to get a job if you don't stay flexible. So I'm not going to buy. Secondly, I saw my parents lose everything they have. So I'm not going to buy. Thirdly, You have to put down 20% now, 10% now. You have to put a large amount of money. I don't have any money. In fact, I couldn't even qualify for a loan. Why can I qualify for a loan? Because three reasons. I don't have credit. I don't have money. And I have debt, massive amounts of debt in my name. So the millennials are out of the marketplace. So now you've lost the people that used to own houses. Now you've lost the millennials out of the marketplace. Now you have seniors that are figuring out for the first time in their life that the 401k didn't work. The entire scam that they've been fed for 30 or 40 years is coming to light. They're broke and they're trying to retire. Whatever equity they have in the house, they want it out. They want it out now so they can survive. They do not want to go into long-term purchasing of a house. So there you go. They're out of the marketplace. What's left? Not very much. Even if the market starts to turn around and people wanted to buy, there's almost nothing left to buy. Why? Because the builders won't build. What do you mean the builders won't build? The builders refuse to build. And I'm going to go into that when we come back. Because if you understand that part of the cycle mixed in with what I've already shown you, you're going to realize that this is a black swan event. This is the point where the cycle should be changing, but it's shifting the other direction. It's actually going the wrong way. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Longtime Lifestyles member Curtis Haynes.
The real joy for me, looking back, is helping others. And I wouldn't have been able to have done it without the support of Lifestyles. I just can't say thank you enough, Del, for that.
If we were to ask people if they could vote on the top 10 guys that help other people, you'd be one of them. There's no doubt about it.
You have this roadmap of all these success stories. I'm just one. I'm just one person out of 1,000 fantastic success stories that each and every person can learn from. That's my advice.
Take Curtis Haynes' advice. Come meet the like-minded, successful investors who are helping others just like Dell helped him. Attend the workshop. Get your map. Safely and quickly build wealth and passive income so you never have to worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Call 1-866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com to register for the workshop that will change your life.
If every talk radio program were the same, what would be the point? The Michael Berry Show is a little bit different. We're going to talk about politics, but we'll also talk about how great it is to live in Texas. Weekdays 5 to 7 on Talk 1370. It's the Michael Berry Show.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about the Black Swan event that may change real estate investing for 5 to 10 years into the future. This is something that is so profound that if you dare turn the radio show off, you're going to miss something that could change your financial future. I'm sharing this with everybody because I think it's so profound. The whole world needs to know this, and I don't think anybody else has figured this out. I know that sounds arrogant, but they've just not put all the numbers together and figured it out because they're all looking at it from their own arrogant and egotistical and self-centered points of view. But if you bring all these facts together and see what's actually going on, you're going to understand by the end of the show why you might be able to make more money in the next 5 years than you've ever made in your entire life. So let's talk about now we've got people not buying. I've told you all these reasons. People that used to want to buy houses are not buying houses, and home ownership is on the decline. It is radically on the decline. I see in the near future housing ownership might be down as low as 50% to 50% rental, 50% ownership. I see it happening. It's all around us. Every report I read, report after report, says the same thing. People are not buying. They are renting. So let's talk about why builders are not building. Well, first of all, because no one's buying. That's the most important reason. The second reason they're not building is because they can't afford to build homes that the average first-time homeowner would want to buy. the old people that used to buy expensive homes, they no longer want expensive homes. They've seen what happened owning expensive homes does to their financial situation later in their life. And younger people can't afford more expensive homes, but builders can't build inexpensive homes anymore. Why? Because of governmental regulation. The government has destroyed the construction business on four or five different fronts. It's unbelievable. Let's just talk about the regulations for energy. The energy regulations alone could raise the cost of a house by 30% from what it would cost 10 years ago. What do you mean, Dell? Well, you have to have a 13 SEER air conditioner compared to an 8 SEER air conditioner. Air conditioners used to cost $500. They now cost $10,000. Now think about that. I can still buy the old kind of air conditioners that we used, which were 10 SEER air conditioners. I can buy them for $500. You're paying $10,000 for an air conditioner. I know because I just bought one of my high-end air conditioners, went out, and they were telling me it's $5,000 for just the exterior part of the air conditioner, not even talking about the internal part. You're talking about hot water heater regulations have gone up fourfold. You are now not going to be able to buy a hot water heater for less than $2,000. We used to buy them for $200. Let's just go down the line. The electrical costs of changing electrical equipment to where it needs to be, the thermostats, the installations, everything is gone through the roof because of government regulations. Let's take another step. What about workers' compensation? What about workers' employee laws? They have made it so that to hire people, you can't hire people. Number two, they have eliminated skilled jobs. What do you mean by that, Dell? Because they have told everybody for the last 10 years that every single stupid person on this earth should go to college and come out with a doctorate in German dance or a doctorate in Israeli relationships or a doctorate in government and society. And, you know, all this political college stuff is all a waste of time. Can anybody tell a person how to frame a house? Can anybody teach people how to lay cement? Does anybody know how to put on a roof? No, they don't. And so the availability of personnel to do construction has become very limited. And so the demand is outpacing the supply of trained workers, and hence the price is going through the ceiling. Secondly, you look at the materials. The materials that are being used now are way more expensive. They're high tech, they're costly. And the availability to them is next to nothing. Why? Because our government does so many dumb international things that right now concrete was almost unavailable for a couple years in a row. You look at framing, you can't cut down trees anymore. So it goes on and on and on what the government has done to make housing undevelopable. It's just too expensive to develop houses. So what happens? Well, they build, the houses that do get built are very expensive. So let's go back. Nowadays, do entry-level owners want to buy expensive homes? No, they don't want to, nor can they. They can't afford them. Remember, the mortgage situation is such that it's hard to get a mortgage, but still, there's still that lingering taste in your mouth from watching your parents lose everything they had. So to go out there and have to have enough money to put down an expensive home, enough credit to put down an expensive home, to not have enough to get rid of all the debt you have from college is almost an impossibility. Again, on the other side, old people don't want any. And on the third edge of the triangle are the people that have foreclosures on their name, and they're not going to be able to get out of that situation even if they wanted to. So hence, no one's buying those houses. Now let's go back to the investors. Remember, we were buying these houses 20 cents on the dollar, 50 cents on the dollar, 60, 70, 80, 90 cents on the dollar. Why did the prices keep going up if nobody was buying them? It's because investors were buying them. Here's what's happening. As all these people don't want to buy houses, and as the market for housing, as the number of families that are out there that need a place to live is expanding rapidly because of job growth, because of people moving out of their parents' basement, because of people coming out of college, these people need a place to live. They're not buying houses, so they're renting. So investors are buying houses and renting them out and making tons of money on it. Now here's the deal. This cycle should have ended It should have ended when houses got this expensive, when investors couldn't buy them for 50 cents or even 75 cents on the dollar. It should have been over. The investors should have gotten out of the marketplace and gone back to something else or just held the properties they had for rental income. But that's not what happened. These investors made so much money that they refinanced that money out of these houses, massive equity. And they refinanced all that money out of those houses and out of these apartments tax-free. Do you understand that? They're ending up with millions of dollars, each investor. I think I pulled out somewhere between 5 and 10 million. Don't hold me down to an exact number, but I mean millions, even if it's just 1 million. I know one deal I pulled out $1.3 million in one deal, tax-free money. All right? I'm not the only person out there doing this. There are thousands, tens of thousands of people are doing this, making millions. Now, what do you do with the millions? Well, typically, you would have stopped buying with those millions because house prices would have got up so high that the rents would not have covered the mortgage. It had been over. The cycle would be over, and rents would, you know, would stabilize, and house prices would stabilize. But that's not what happened. What happened was, as more and more and more new tenants came into the marketplace, they pushed rental prices up. High demand and no supply. Why is there no supply? Because they're not building anything, right? So then you go over here and you look at all these old people coming out of home ownership because they don't want it anymore. They push the rental rate up. Rents go up. Now you look at the situation with all these people with bad credit. They got a rent. Demand goes up. Rents go up. What's happening is there's more and more and more rental income. The higher the rental income goes, the higher the price an investor can afford to pay for a house. So we never would have thought of buying a house above $75,000, $80,000 a couple of years ago. Now we're buying them at $100,000, $120,000, $150,000, and they're cash flowing like big dogs, $500,000, $600,000, $700 a month positive cash flow. It's unbelievable. Rents have gone up 100% in some locations over the last 10 years. It's just unbelievable. In fact, I think 100% is too high. I think I read it's something like 60% in some of the higher markets. Just insane. Can you imagine if you're a renter and 10 years later your rent's 60% higher, the cost of living? What's happening is it used to be that housing wouldn't be more than 25% of your cost of living. Right now, housing is as much as 45% of some people's cost of living. It's just mind-boggling. But what is that doing for the investors? It's allowing them to keep buying when prices are going up. And they keep buying because they keep making more money. And the more money they make, the more they want to buy. Can you not see how that stimulates the appetite? So as they buy, they're pricing themselves out of their own market, except it's not happening. Why? Because the higher the prices, the less number of owners, people that want to be owners, potential owners, can afford to buy these houses. They're changing the market such that entry-level buyers will never be able to afford to get in. Not the way the cycle's going right now. And what you're looking at, my friends, is that they're going to drive those prices up so high that no one's going to be able to afford a house, except those rich landlords. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Did you know that every dollar you put into a piece of real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate doubles in value about every 10 years. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. We pay almost no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. These are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how, attend one of our free workshops. Call 1-866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Get breaking news, exclusive contests, and more delivered right to your inbox.
I like knowing things.
Join the Right Choice Club at Talk1370.com and you'll be in the know. Just go to Talk1370.com and click on the Right Choice Club from Talk1370.
The Right Choice.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you'd lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to mypassiveincomeworkshop.com and find your true financial peace like so many of our members already have. That's mypassiveincomeworkshop.com.
Talk 1370. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the last segment of Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about the Black Swan event. I've been making the argument through a story throughout today's radio show that, hey, we're in for a completely different type of real estate market than we've ever seen before. The normal cycle that would occur, that would have turned us around and headed us back in the right direction real estate-wise, has not occurred. The government has put too many stops in the way. It has created too many problems, and they are going to be generational problems, meaning that the people, the millennials as they're called right now, will never have the same desires that their parents had. In fact, I can tell you from my own experience with the children that I associate with, my child and my girlfriend's children, they have no desire, zero desire to own homes, to get ahead, to get a job, to hold that job down, to grow wealth, none of that. They're in the I want it, it's me, right now generation, and living wherever they can just throw their hat is absolutely the way they want to live. And they're not changing. There's not going to change. It's not like all of a sudden they're going to grow up and it's all going to make sense to them. And if it does, it's going to be 10 or 20 years from now. It's like you'll see a guy pull into a restaurant somewhere and you see the guy with long, long hair and a bald head. And you go, man, that guy's stuck in the 70s. He never got out of it. That hippie lifestyle that he created for himself, he never could ever change his attitude that I am not going to conform. I'm going to vote for every liberal wacko idea that there ever was, because one day I decided that smoking pot was more important than anything else in my entire life. And so I'm going to stand by my guns and I'm going to grow my hair long. Nowadays, it's the tattoo piercing people. I'm going to tat my body up and it's never going to go away. I'm going to be a tatter for life. I'm going to be pierced and have holes in my body, but I am never going to change my attitude. You're never going to make me get a job and go to work and actually be somebody. I refuse to be somebody. You're just materialistic. You're just all those bad things that we want nothing to do with. I'm going to live my life for fun and helping and caring about other people. And we think the government should help and take care of everybody. We are going to become prisoners of our own liberal ideas, and they will allow the government, through voting for the government, to expand the government, to control everything they do, to the point they will own nothing. In fact, our country is going to be in a situation before long where you're going to have the haves and the have-nots, and it's not going to be, there's going to be no middle class. There's nothing. There's going to be all of you guys that voted for liberals that have nothing, that own nothing, the government spoon feeds you every day. And then there's going to be us, the entrepreneurs, the capitalists, and we are going to own everything. Why? Because we're going to keep buying this real estate, my friends. Whether you realize it or not, as these prices go up, we're going to keep buying these houses. But what's happening is that there's no place to invest anymore. There's no place to put your money. There's no interest. You can't raise money. You can't retire. You can't go out there and buy bonds or CDs and retire anymore. You're going to be forced to buy real estate. And the people that have $1 million in their savings account, in their retirement accounts, if they want to survive, it's not going to be by earning 1% or 2% on bonds. It's not going to be by getting an annuity for 4%. No, my friends, they're going to go out and buy real estate. And that's going to drive the rate of return of real estate down from 20 or 30% cash flows down into the 7, 8, 9, 10% cash flows. But 10% cash flow is still going to be better than a 2 or 3 or 4% return. You're going to see people buying real estate left and right, and it's all going to be rich people buying it because the poor people won't be able to afford to buy it. They won't be able to get the loans to buy it. They won't have the money for the down payments to buy it. And rich are going to get richer and richer and richer and richer and own and control everything. There's not going to be a place for people to live. In fact, the only place people are going to afford to live is going to be apartments. But all the new apartment complexes that are being built, the rents start out at over a dollar, between $1.50 and $2 per square foot to rent. That means people are buying, are moving into apartments now, people. Apartments that cost $1,500 to $2,500 to $3,000 a month to live in a stupid apartment in the Midwest. You've got people on the West Coast paying $5,000 a month to rent an apartment. $3,500 in L.A. San Francisco is $5,000. Do you understand that everybody is going to be a slave to their housing costs? They're not going to have money to be able to buy other things because all of their costs are going to go to housing. And there's nothing the government's going to be able to do for it. They just can't stop it because the government can't run businesses. It can't start businesses. It can't do anything to stimulate entrepreneurialism. And the only place where you can actually get out there and do this and make money is going to be real estate. Think about it. Can you go start a foundry? Can you go start a factory? Can you go start a grocery chain? What can you do these days? You, me, America, mom and pop. What can we do with our money that makes any sense at all, can make us large amounts of money? Capital gains, anywhere from 10, 20, 30, 50, 100% capital gains we see all the time. Where can you do that? The stock market? No. No, my friends, the stock market's going to be the same thing. It's going to be the rich that have tons of money sitting there throwing it into the stock market, hoping something will happen. Yeah, the capital gains will go up, but there's no cash flow. They can't live on that. And when they start to try to live on it, what's going to happen? They're going to have to pull the money out to live on it. As they pull it out, they'll have less and less money in the market. As they have less and less money in the market, they have less and less a return on that money because there's less money to have a return on. Then let's add this. As old people get old, right, they don't want risk anymore. And so there has been predictions by very famous economists that around 2020, people that are in my age group will liquidate all of their 401ks, pull that money out of the stock market and live off of it. And then the stock market will go away. But even when the stock market goes away and the jobs go away, people still have to have a place to live. And we are going to own the solid assets of this world, the real assets, the ones that you can't reproduce. Why can you not reproduce these assets? Because it costs too much. The government has gerrymandered the playing field. No one else can get into it because it costs too much. Only the rich can get into it, and the rich will grow. What I'm telling you, my friends, is over the next 5 to 10 years, the rich are going to get extremely richer through real estate, and the poor are going to get extremely poorer. Because if you don't own assets like your own personal residence, nothing ever appreciates in your life. Your checking account doesn't appreciate. You have no money. You have no assets. You have nothing. Yes, my friends, I tell you all the time that we do this not for the money, but for the lifestyle. But I'm telling you today, this is the money. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've ever been taught so that you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us every Monday through Friday. Can't get enough? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Click on the radio tab to listen to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Access past show podcasts and join the conversation. The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Texas weather can change on a dime.
Flash flooding is expected to begin shortly.
When the weather turns severe, turn to us for what you need to know. On air and online at talk1370.com. Talk 1370, the right choice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.